What is going on, guys? It's been a little while since I've done a podcast. I believe it's been a couple months, but I'm super excited to actually do this podcast only because, well, I guess one, it's been a while, but two, because in the time frame that I have not made any podcasts, I've been going through my own life, my own situations, and I just need to take a step back from creating podcasts. I need to take a step back and really figure out my life. And not saying that my life is figured out right now, but I needed to get certain things in my life in order. So there's a lot that's been going on in my life lately, and I've been actually eager. I told my brother yesterday how, actually, I told a couple people yesterday about how I'm interested in starting my podcast again. But the thing is, I just don't know because the effort that it takes to actually run a podcast. It's not insane, but it's like you have to keep up to date with the amount of guests you have. You want to have guests who are interesting. You want guests who are able to speak well and who bring something to the table. So, not saying that's a big reason why I'm not doing it, but that's just a reason on why I haven't put any effort towards that because I just got so much going into my life right now, and I just really don't have the time. So let me just kind of give an update on what's happened in my life. So, whoo, man. Man, man, man. The beginning of this year, 2023. It's been a very interesting year. I know that the year is not over yet, but it's been a very interesting year for my life. And let's just reverse it a little bit back more. Let's go around the beginning of 2022. 2022, the beginning of 2022, I had COVID. I caught it for a second time, and this time was actually even more fierce than the first time. COVID, how it affected me physically, I was sweat, not sweating, I'm sorry. I was having a fever. I was having an insane back pain, like back pain I can't even explain, but it was so painful. It was throbbing so much on my back. And I remember starting to feel my legs go numb. So that was scaring me when it was happening. Believe it or not, I was actually at work too. I was at work while everything was happening because I didn't know I had COVID. What is the word when you feel sickness? My symptoms, I'm sorry. I'm having like brain farts as I'm rambling on. But my symptoms started off as a runny nose. And then it kind of built its way up to allergies. And then from the allergies, I started getting a headache. And from the headache, I started getting a slight fever. And this isn't just like in a 10-minute frame. This is over time throughout that day, throughout this day. Again, this is the beginning of the year. And yeah, I ended up having COVID and it just messed me up super bad. I was literally having to hold ice cubes in my hand. I told one of my coworkers, yo, I need you to get me ice cubes. I'm gonna pass out because I felt my legs starting to go numb and I was just feeling like shit. And he got me a whole bunch of ice, and I just threw ice and water, and I just threw ice on top of my head and the water. I just poured it. I'm literally holding ice in my hand, trying to keep myself up, trying to keep myself literally alive. And it was very difficult. And then I had to go through that 2-week process, and then I was out of work, and I didn't want to be because I was working two jobs. I was working two jobs at the time. And I had just quit where I was working at one of the jobs, and then I got COVID. So then that means I only have one job left, right? And now I'm like, okay, well, now I went from having two incomes working every day to not working anymore. And that transition was a little bit difficult. And I would consistently talk to my mom or my family about how I didn't like not working. I wanted to make money, keep making money, keep stacking up my paper. But unfortunately, I had to go out that 2 weeks, and I just couldn't really do much. But in those 2 weeks, me and my brother decided that we wanted to start making music. And not, okay, I guess I shouldn't say it was in those 2 weeks that's when it started, but we kind of already talked about it before. But then we kind of started messing with it more once I actually had time. Of course, I had 2 weeks. I think actually it might have been 3 weeks I was off. If I'm gonna be exact, I think it was 3 weeks. If not, then it was 2 weeks and a half. But in that time frame, I started working on music. Learning to be able to learn wordplay, to be able to just mess around and have fun with creating a song. as well as a little bit of audio production, learning that. But I didn't go in depth at the time. It was more just having fun with the music and making songs. I was doing fuck shit, and it was super tight, honestly, super tight. And we're like, okay, you know what? We throughout the whole, we're like, okay, you know what? Once I get better, blah blah blah, and everything starts settling in again, which eventually it did. Throughout that whole year of 2022, me and my brother were, we didn't let anyone know. We didn't just upload on social media like, yo, we start making music. No. That whole year, we were literally just trying to work on music, trying to learn as much as we could, because we felt like, you know what, if we do this shit for real by the end of the year and see what we've done and the songs we made together or just our solo, then, you know, let's do it. And by the end of the year of 2022, we already had over, like, in, if I, with songs that are completed and non-completed, it's at least over, I want to say 100, but to be realistic, I'm going to keep it around 80 to 85. Maybe 80. Let's go 80. Around 80 songs that we've made throughout 2022. And we're like, you know what? Let's do it. Let's do this music shit for real. Let's do this rap shit for real. And it was hard for me to digest that idea at first, because you have to understand, like, it's not also we throughout 2022, we were learning on music, learning how to create a song, learning how to create hooks, whatever. And not necessarily is that, but it's also you have to mentally prepare yourself for what it takes to be in the music industry. You have to really understand. I had to study labels. I had to figure out what it was that labels do. Why do people say that labels are corrupt? I wanted to figure that out for myself and educate myself, as well as what it takes mentally for example, fame or anything like that, you know, just in case, because it's fame is something that you can't control. Like, you're gonna go through your own roller coaster through fame, and just to keep that understanding, if this is the route that we're gonna choose, that this is what we're gonna have to deal with. And if we're, and as well, not even that, what comes with fame now, what comes with fame is fake people, people who wanna come around you who weren't never really there, people turning their backs, you know, whatever the case is. But we've really tried to dissect what we wanted to do, and by the end of the year, we talked about it, like, let's not allow ourselves to get high off our own supply. Meaning, if we, let's say we make a song and it does well, like, let's not get so caught up in the numbers that we're doing. Just keep moving and humble ourselves, as well as when we get hate, to not let it get to us, because it's just people on the internet, and it really can get to you as a human. It really can. So we're like, you know what, we understand this. We have a perfect understanding of music and what it takes and what it comes with. So we're like, let's do it. And in 2023 of this year, we decided, you know, we're gonna start marketing ourselves as artists. So my first, we created a whole marketing plan on how often we're gonna be dropping music. We created a whole plan on how we should promote each song, or make sure we have the cover art, make sure that we're consistently posting on social media apps, understanding that we should be on the most popping social media that there is at the moment, the most interaction, obviously TikTok, Twitter, Instagram. I believe Facebook's still active a bit. And yeah, so we decided that in 2023, and yeah, we did just that. We I think we dropped about four songs in January. We did one each week. That was the plan. And then in by the time it hit February, we actually discussed a bit. Maybe we should slow down a bit, because we're so focused on putting out quantity that we're forgetting about the quality aspects of our music. And maybe the quality is what's going to differentiate us from so many other artists, because the music industry right now, it's so saturated. It's insane that so many people are trying to put music out, because we've been taught, when you go on social media, you may see a video that say that tells you put music out, put music out, put music out, put the music out. And not saying that that won't work, not saying that, because that's what my idea was at first, that's what our plan was at first. But then we kind of really thought about it. If so many different artists are putting out so much music out daily or monthly, whatever it is, just putting music out, it takes away from the artist. I feel it takes away the authenticity from an artist. And if we take a step back, let's take a step back. Let's take a step back, and we don't have to rush it. This is going to be a 5 to 7 year journey. And really, to understand and have the patience for that, at first, it's a little bit depressing because you're like, whoa, I'm not gonna start seeing success until then. Fuck. But you have to think about it because the long-term success, the longevity, in my opinion, I can see it because when I get to a certain point of wealth, I want to be able to invest into different ideas that I have already and have multiple streams of income. So with this music, we're like, okay, you know what? Let's take a step back. And then so these next couple songs that we drop, even if they're not the best sounding, even if they're not the best wordplay, even if it doesn't have the best flow, we want to make sure it's 100% of what we can do at that moment. And I had a buddy actually, Gray Soul. I had him on the podcast. I actually just had a recent podcast with him. My recent one was with him. And I think in the podcast, he mentioned to me, which I told my brother because I really took that advice serious in regards to we're not me and my brother, we're not artists that are known. We're new. So that's our advantage is the fact that nobody knows us. So we can fuck up. We can make music that doesn't sound the best, but it's our 100%. And nobody's really gonna care. So this is our opportunity to be able to put music out and not stress about people criticizing what we do. And we both really took initiative on that. We both like, okay, you know what? Let's keep that in mind because it's so true. So we're taking a step back, and in this time that we've taken a step back, I've dropped a song, I think a song or two since then. I think he dropped one song after that. But to be honest, the songs that we did drop, I'm proud of them and I'm grateful for them. And I can just see that as we're dropping more people, or eventually an audience is going to form itself and we will have our own fan bases because of the effort that we put in our music, our passion that we put into our music. I feel real, recognize real. When you're authentic and you're not doing something to get the attention on yourself, doing something stupid or just doing something that's insane, whatever it is, and you see like, oh, this guy's doing it from the ground up, or this guy's doing it his way, his own way. That's really what we want to be able to implement. That's why I'm able to actually see the vision. And being an artist is it's a difficult journey. And again, we've studied this. Being an artist is a difficult journey. That's why people will tell you that, nah, you're tripping. Nah, you're not gonna do it. Like, what are you talking about? You're not even in the studio, blah, 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 this and that. So you'll hear criticism like that as an artist. And it's like, it's understandable from that perspective, to be honest. It really is. Because to be an artist, it's a long journey. It's a dangerous one. Or even specifically as a rapper, it's dangerous because rap has such a negative. I feel when I think of rap, let's say you have the word rap right in front of you. So picture you're looking straight, and now the word rap just pops up right there, just floating right in front of you. When I think of rap, I think I have this, and I see the word rap in front of me, I get this like cloud that also forms right above it. If you are able to get that perspective. So I feel like when you think of rap, there's this negativity. That's what that cloud is. And rap is so driven by negativity because of the results that negativity brings. We as humans are attracted to negative things that we see, and that's just our natural instincts. I'm sorry, so rappers talk about killings, talk about gang violence, talk about whatever they talk about. Because that's what brings in the attention. That's what makes it hard. That's what makes when you hear a song and you're like, damn, like, oh shit, this is tight as fuck. Like, that's what really makes it what it is. And I'd be like, damn, like, I love hip hop. I love rap. I've like listened my growing up, who was I listening to? I was listening to Logic, I was listening to Hobson, listening to Cole, listening to, sorry, my nose is like fucked up. Juice WRLD. I love rap. I really do, and it sucks that rap is so influential in a negative way. Because so many kids listen to rap music, so many kids listen to rap. So we understand what we're going into. We understand what the lifestyle that we are choosing. We understand what it comes with and how to move as an artist. And yeah, so I've been going through that since then. So that's kind of what's been new lately. And I also just found out around February, we found out that I'm gonna be having a daughter. And it's just crazy to me to be able to have a daughter and be like, what? Like, I'm gonna have a child. I'm gonna take care of this human being. This human being is gonna be in my life forever. Regardless, even after she's 18, I'm gonna try to be there for as much as I can because I feel 18-year-olds still need guidance after the high school. Excuse me, after high school. And I just couldn't imagine not being there for her. But it was insane when I first found out. I tell everyone this. When you find out you have a kid, any thought you think you're gonna get, you're gonna get. I'm gonna tell you that right now. Any thought you think you're gonna get, any thought. Let's say you think you're gonna have this thought when you find out, but then you're like, nah, you brush it off. You're gonna have that thought. Because the thoughts just rush to your head and you start thinking everything. You start thinking it's like a fight or flight kind of situation. If you think about that, but in your head. And yeah, like, whoo, finding out was insane. Finding out was overwhelming, of course. That's normal. I knew that that was normal, and I knew what I was feeling when I was shocked at the moment is like, I knew that I was in shock. So I was telling myself, like, nah, like, this is not a feeling that's gonna last forever. Nothing lasts forever. So I thought I was telling myself and just going with emotion, still going through life with that thought in my head of having a child. And it was difficult at first, but over time you transition and you get comfortable with the idea. And I'm just waiting now. We just had a baby shower recently, but I'm waiting now for her to be born. And I'm so blessed for that. And it was a difficult transition too. Not saying that my position was bad where I was in at the time, but it kind of felt like I was floating. If you could think of life in this circle, if you put life in a circle. And I'm this little dot in life that's just floating. That's how I felt I was. Even though I had these ambitious ideas, even though I still wanted to be chasing a path in which I was, and I was still trying to find myself, I really felt like as I settled in with this idea, I've been able to see my path clear now. Now that I have a motivation, and now that I have not even motivation, now that I have a why, I'm really able to see my path ahead of me. And I was never before. I just wasn't. Now I can see my path, I can see my life, and I'm just grateful for that 100%. So the transition was difficult at first, but like I have been able to adjust gratefully and thankfully, and I'm here. And ooh, man, life's just been crazy. Life has been crazy. I've been working, I've been tired, but that's just a part of life. Sometimes you gotta go through these situations. It's an up and down roller coaster. When we first found out, honestly, because I didn't mention this either, but I was working at a restaurant and I ended up losing my job. Not necessarily getting fired, but our restaurant ended up closing because our sales were too low. Sales were insanely low. We would get so little customers coming in. So the restaurant ended up closing and I was out of a job for a bit. But it was difficult to find a job. And I hated that feeling because I felt people were looking at me a type of way when I would tell them that I'm not working. I was still looking and I was applying to different things, but it just didn't work out. Like I couldn't get a job because people would hit me up or people won't hit me up. Or I'm sorry, when they would hit me up, it would be letting me know that I didn't get the position or they're not interested in me. Try next time. And or maybe they just wouldn't hit me up at all. So I was having a lot of trouble for about 2 months, maybe a month, and then I found a job in sales, and it was like a go door to door to not necessarily I'm not necessarily giving out a product in which someone, a consumer, has to buy. It was a free phone for anybody who has EBT. So if you have EBT, then I would knock at your door and I'd say, "Hi, this is blah blah blah. I was told that somebody here has EBT. I'm just here to drop off a package for them. It comes with one of their benefits." And yes, that's what it was. Pretty much going door to door and doing that. Actually, it was actually easy, very easy, but it was an all day thing. It was from 8 a.m. to like 8 p.m. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and it was commission based. So I went through that process after I got let go of, or I mean, business closed, so whatever you call that. But anyways, yeah, but then what happened was is what they weren't the money wasn't gonna be good at first. So what they let us know, the first month is not gonna be good. It's gonna be like a couple, like $60, maybe like 80 or $100. But then after that, it's supposed to see an increase as you learn more in sales. And I just couldn't do it. So hear this out, hear this shit out. So I know it's happened to other people because I hear stories, and I tell this to other people too. I call the boss and I let him know, look, it's not gonna be able to work out. It is not gonna be able to work out. I can't do this, and I'm sorry, but I didn't say it in a disrespectful way. But I let him know that I just had other. Like, for example, the music, I let him know that the music, I need to be focused, time to focus on the music and just enjoy, be able to have a life. And I just told him it wouldn't work out. I let him know. He said I can pick up my check the next day. Okay, so I go in the next day in the morning when he told me to show up. All right, guys, so I apologize about that. I know I kind of cut off, but to what I was saying is, so I ended up showing up around that morning, the time that he told me to show up. And I get there, and keep in mind, the drive from my home to this location is about an hour. So I finally get to, I'm driving also right now, let me put that in mind. I'm driving, and I have the air blowing, and I have to because in California right now, it is hot. Cooking. I am cooking, feeling like grilling. Anyways, so yes, I show up. I show up. And he's in a meeting or something. I just knock on the door. I'm like, "Hey, I just want to let him know that I'm here to pick up my check." And then he's like, "Oh, okay, I'll be there right now." So he calls me into his office. He calls me into his office, and then he's talking to me about how long, just conversating with me. Which, obviously, this is how it is. Conversating with me, talking to me about the drive, however it is, and the music stuff, et cetera, et cetera. Now he starts typing on the computer, and this is my fault because I wish that I had paid more attention to what he was doing on the computer, but I didn't. So, anyway, so yeah, he's talking to me and he's on his computer. He's told me that he was looking for my check. So he was looking for my check at first, and then he went on to the computer. Now he's on his computer. I don't know. I didn't really look at what he was doing on the computer because the angle is not, I couldn't see well where I was standing. But if I moved a little bit, I probably could have. But, anyways. So the boss tells me, "Oh, looks like we don't have your check yet." And then he asked for my name again, my full name. And I tell him, and he says he's unsure. He's like kind of lost on where it's at. And then he tells me, he's like, "You know what? We have to print it out. But if you'd like, I know you came a long way. What I could do tomorrow when the bank opens, I could deposit the check in for you. If you don't mind, I can just leave your account number on the, I'm sorry. Yeah, if he asked me, if you don't mind, you can give me the account number and I can input it for you and deposit your check for you as well. If you want to come back." Again, keep in mind, this is what he tells me. He's telling me this. So I'm like feeling comfortable. I'm like, "Okay, you know what? I had some trust into him because he was a guy who seemed genuine in what he said. He seemed intelligent too." And I'm like, "Okay." So I gave him my account number, which I really wish I didn't. But I gave him my account number. And then I'm like, "Okay, well, I appreciate you, bro. I thank you so much for being helpful. Blah, 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 blah." I go home the next day and I'm sorry. I go home and the next day, nothing gets deposited. So I'm like, "Huh, maybe they'll do it later the other day." It's already 6 p.m. when majority of banks are already closed by then. And I'm like, what's going on? So I text him and I call, text him and call him and nothing. I'm like, "Are you gonna deposit the check?" And no reply, no reply, no nothing. So he pretty much just ghosted me. And I was so mad. I was so mad. because I low key needed that money. Keep in mind, I'm not working, and I didn't have a job at the time. So the fact that I spent 2 weeks there, and he didn't want to give me what was supposed to be paid to me. Yes, I get it. It's commission, so that might throw you off a bit. But what we were told on the first day is that we're going to be paid for our first 2 weeks' salary, pretty much, is what they said. So we're supposed to still get paid for those 2 weeks. And then after the 2 weeks, then we go off based off commission. So those checks for each week should have been around 600, because that's what we were told. 600 each check. And on the second week, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't work all days, but I did work 4 days. Because they wanted us to work 6 days a week. They want you to work 6 days a week, and I only worked 4 days on one on the second week. But still, you know, my money is my money. I spent time for that company and getting sales, in which I did get sales. Actually, the person that was training me, I had more sales than him, and we were doing it together. He was helping me out. But anyways, yeah, so we end up, you know, I kind of just left it at that. It left me in a tough spot, and I was really stressing. And then thankfully, with God's help, I've been able to find a job that's been paying my bills. Like right now, I'm working as I'm driving. But yeah, I'm able to pay my bills, and I'm so grateful that I just knew, like, I really knew when everything happened, I knew that it was for a reason. I told my sister about it. And I just knew. I didn't know, but I knew. It's just weird. That's what I'm gonna say. I didn't know, but I knew. And I just kept moving in my path, keep trying, and I found a job that was able to give me enough income to where my girl is able to stay at home, feel okay while she's pregnant, rest, whatever, and I can still go make money and we'll be good. We can buy food, you know, we're able to live comfortable. And I'm just so fucking grateful for that. Because my situation can be way worse. Like, I'm so fucking blessed. Like, it makes me, it dead ass makes me want to cry when I think about it. Because it could have been bad. I could have just been working two jobs, two fast food jobs or some shit. But thank God I don't have to. And I actually still could. I can still work two jobs and make extra money. But my job right now, my job, my 9 to 5 is already kind of tiring. Because I'll be working 9 to 5, be working 9 to 9 p.m. sometimes. But it's good money. But anyways. Yeah, so I went through that situation and it sucked, but then again, like, I found my job and I'm doing okay. But yeah, I just kind of wanted to give an update on everything that's been going on in the past year and a half and what it's going to continue to be like. So I actually still might have some, I have a couple podcast ideas. I have a couple ideas that I actually do want to do, and I think I am going to do it because I actually kind of like doing the podcast situation. I like communicating, I like talking. And I really feel like me talking consistently like this is able to help my speech. I know my speech isn't the best. I say is a lot, but I know it's worth it. But I know it's time consuming. Regardless, I still want to try to do something with this, even when I'm doing the music. Maybe I can try to implement both somehow, some way. I don't know how. I really don't know how. But hopefully I can find some way. I'm hoping I can find something that really is bringing both ideas together. I don't know how yet, but I will figure it out. I like to do podcasts, honestly. Now that I, like, before I did it, but I think because I was much younger. And even when I was doing them, not that I didn't like doing them. Okay, let me rephrase that. Let me just ignore what I just said. Because it's not that I didn't like doing them. I did. I actually did. But it just, when I started doing it and got into it, it actually started feeling like it started feeling like a 9 to 5. And obviously you have to start treating these things as a 9 to 5, whether it's the music or the podcasting. But I just felt that same depressing feeling when you work at, you know, when you work at 9 to 5, look at the clock and shit. It's that kind of feeling that I was feeling. And that's not like that I was looking at a clock. I just felt like I was like forcing myself to do something I didn't want to do. But as time has happened, as time as I made mistakes, like, throughout everything I've been through in the past, what, 4 years? Oh my gosh, man, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful at the mindset that I had at 18 years old. Because that mindset got me through all the pain and all the suffering that I went through. I'm being 100% honest, guys. That shit got me through so much. All that pain, think about what I just said. That pain got me through pain. It's a weird thing because it's the pressure. When you go through pressure, it helps you. So then when you go through more situation, it's kind of, not that it's like you can't feel the pain or whatever feeling, emotion you're feeling at that moment, but he has thicker skin, so you can go through more than before. And with everything I've been through, I have experience with life now. I have experience with real life situations that I never experienced before. And I'm now in a place where I'm actually now thinking about the podcast again. I haven't thought about doing a pod like podcast again, getting back into it since I stopped. Because I told myself that I didn't want to stop because I just felt my mental health wasn't there 100%. So I knew I had to stop, and I did. But I just really been feeling it lately that I've been wanting to do the podcast, because actually still I'm seeing results from it too. I know you guys still love to listen, and I appreciate that so fucking much. I appreciate it so damn much. So damn much. You guys don't even understand. Even though the littlest view. Not even the right way you say it, most littlest. The little, I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, so that's gonna update all my life, and more is gonna be continuing on. But I do have ideas that I do wanna implement. Hopefully I will implement if I decide I wanna do this shit more serious. Because I do like the podcasting. I like it. It's very cool. It's tight as fuck. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. I'm sorry again for the air. I'm super sorry for the air. But it's fucking hot. It's disgustingly hot. But I just want to say thank you guys so much for joining this podcast. And until next time, let's get it.